This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, joy, joy. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 and I'm brought to you every Monday evening at 8pm, presented by the Victorian AIDS Council. I'm Adam and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Jack. How are you, Jack?
I'm very well, thank you, Adam. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, you know, for a Monday.
For a Monday, sporting a new haircut too.
Well, yeah, I did a Britney. Shaved myself on the weekend, I did. Yep,
that's right. You did?
That's great for radio, nobody can see it. But look, you know, I've had both positive and negative feedback about
it. It's good,
so
it's good, it's good.
Exactly. But look, if you've never listened to Well 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 before, every week we tackle all things sex, sexual health, and the overall health and well-being of our LGBTI communities. But John, what have we got on the show tonight?
Well, we have a very special guest. We have the lovely Renee Thompson. We're big on the word lovely tonight. Now, Renee is the event coordinator from the Victorian AIDS Council, and she's talking about all things related to our attendance at Chill Out, which is just around the corner. In fact, next weekend.
I know, and we've just got after Mardi Gras, so it's just bang, 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 bang in the community. but we love it when our listeners get involved in the conversation. So, Jack, how do they get involved, or how can they get in touch if they want to ask a question of us?
Yep.
Of Chill Out, of you, or our event coordinator?
Yep. If you want to get in touch with us and be part of the conversation, we want to hear from you now. Please send us an SMS on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And we get the emails and the SMSs directly here in the studio. So if you want to speak directly to us, that's the easiest way to do it.
Straight to
But before we jump into the show, I just wanted to give a big shout out to everyone that went up and participated in Mardi Gras. I didn't because
You're old and boring.
Well, I wasn't going to go down that path, but look, if that's the way it is. But I heard it was a great time. Everybody had fun. So I hope everybody's returning back to Melbourne safe and sound and much the wiser.
Joy, joy, joy.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We are now joined by Renee Thompson from VAC, who is the event coordinator. Welcome, Renee.
Hello.
So, Renee, can you share with the listener a little bit about yourself and what the role that you've got as event coordinator is at VAC?
Well, I get to hang out with you lovely humans most days of the week, which is kind of cool. But on a work front, I guess we get to do all of the queer festivals that happen. VAC likes to have a bit of a presence at most of those. And things like fundraising events, trivias, dinners, or just everything and anything that VAC can get involved in and make some sort of meaningful.
Now Renee, presence. You've got a bit of an accent.
I do.
Tell us a bit about that. Where does it come from exactly?
Most people think Canada. That's really? Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, it's not Canada. My accent's from Ireland.
From Ireland.
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 I bunged it on a bit there, just so you...
Okay, what are you talking about? but have you always worked in the queer space, or is this the first foray into a formal queer organisation?
Yeah, well, I've worked within university events, which meant that we were closely connected with the student union and the LGBT queer departments. So not technically my first queer soiree, but it's good to be deep in there.
Sure. So we're here to chat about, I guess, the activities that we've got going on at Chill Out. Can you tell us, basically just kind of list the events that we've going on and what type of events they are, and then we can get into sort of the nitty-gritty bits later throughout the show.
Cool. Okay. So first and foremost, the Lavish Lunch is coming up this Friday, which is the 10th, and it's a very classy lunch. It's going to be at the Belvedere Social in Daylesford, and there's only 5 tickets left. Now, tickets are $155, I think it is, but that includes all of your courses and drinks. And there's going to be some very large ticket auction items that we'll talk about a bit later that you can come along and bid on.
Nice. And what else?
Oh, sorry, yes, there's heaps going on.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just one day.
That's one day.
Yeah, it's okay. just the one event, people.
The whole weekend. So Saturday we have a very exciting event. It's a Baywatch-themed pool party.
Pool party.
Yes.
Nice.
So you get to channel your inner Pammy or Hasselhoff, whatever you feel so inclined to do.
So get the budgie smugglers out, the
budgie
red
smugglers,
ones, or
of
whatever.
Course. And the high, you know, the very high-cut 80s swimsuits.
Oh, I've still got them tucked away, of course.
Yeah. Oh, you wore a swimsuit.
But, well, the Pamela Anderson type.
So that's on Saturday the 11th.
Any special guests there?
Oh, we have two very special guests there. The whole way from the United States, we have adult movie stars.
Oh, yeah, safe sex promoters.
Safe sex promoters, Dirk Kaber and Jesse Jackman.
Yep.
They're touring Australia at the moment, and they're coming to make a guest star appearance at the pool party. You can come and get photographs taken with them, get autographs, you know, just hang out.
The pool party is also launching.
Oh, we have
certain
So we're taking our Drama Down Under campaign, which Adam can tell you plenty about, to the country, which is really exciting. So that's happening at the pool party as well. Tickets are on the Chill Out website. That's chilloutfestival.com.au. Please come. It's
going to
be
are they?
They're $20,
it's
and
cheap.
That all goes to charity.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's actually everything besides what we're actually doing on Chill Out. So do you think that this would be our biggest presence at Chill Out as of yet?
Oh, I would say so, because I haven't even got around to Pride March and Carnival yet.
Exactly.
Which happens on Sunday. So we're marching in Pride March, of course. And anyone that wants to join in with us, please get in touch. We would love you to join VAC and march with Pride. That's happening on the Sunday morning. And then directly after that, of course, we head to Carnival over at the Victoria Park. Is that what it's called? I think that's what it is. Yep. To Carnival.
You'll find it.
Just follow the flock of people.
Yeah.
And,
and so we'll be there with a stall. We've got heaps of goodie bags, show bags, freebies, all of the things. Come and see us. Come and say hi.
And out of all of those events, which one are you personally most looking forward to?
Oh, definitely the pool party.
The pool party?
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves getting
wet.
Yeah. Mostly moist and down to like very little clothing and flaunting it and dancing to good music and
which is why I can't go.
Same here.
You're only going to show everyone else up anyway.
I don't
you?
Think so.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy at 94.9, and we're talking with Renee Thompson, the event coordinator for the Victorian AIDS Council. Now, Renee, one of the events that you mentioned first up off the VAC event calendar, I should say, is the Lavish Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is lavish.
So do you want to go into a little bit more detail about what's involved, exactly why it's lavish,
mm-hmm.
and exactly why it's lunchy?
Yeah, okay, cool. So as I mentioned before, we're holding it at this stunning venue called Belvedere Social on the main street of Dalesford, and it's really quite a beautiful venue covered in lots of vines. And
it sounds smart already,
yes,
Belvedere.
It's very classy. And the whole of Chill Out this year is inspired by The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole lunch is going to be themed, the menu as such is going to be themed on Wizard
little
of Oz.
Judy Garland and Munchkins and things.
Yes, and there's going to be projections of it onto the wall and stuff. Oh. So yes, they've gone to a lot of trouble to theme the menu, which is pretty cool. There's also going to be entertainment by Michael Cormick.
Mm. And where do the funds go? Obviously, if you've got all of these sort of amazing gifts and so many things that are up for auction that sort of like people are sort of chomping at the bit to get them, really.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Where does the money go?
Well, we're collaborating with Chill Out on this event, so the funds are going to VAC and to Chill Out, but in the country, in Bendigo and in the regional areas, we have VAC Country, which I'm sure our listeners have heard about before, and VAC Country is very small, and we're hoping to grow that exponentially, and of course, Chill Out is a not-for-profit, and we're trying to help to keep that going up in the country. We're very supportive of that.
And so even though it's coming up this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
If people want to get involved or if they want to donate because they're hearing about it for the first time, can they still do so? Or is everything sort of set in stone?
As far as the lunch goes, we are not going to turn away your donations. If you'd like to give us something for the auction, you can contact me at events@vac.org.au. We would be very grateful for anything you have to offer.
And there's silent auction goods as well as live auction. So
quite
a variety of values and
smaller
sizes,
things. Yeah. A few sexy items as
sexy
well.
Items,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's all sorts.
Mm.
It's looting. And with only five or six tickets left, people, get involved, get on the website, book your ticket straight away, because
when you think about the value for $150 for a three-course meal as well as all of your drinks, I think you would easily spend that on a night out yourself with your friends. Come along, grab your mates, don't miss out.
Yep.
Joy 94.9.
And this is Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
And the next event at Chill Out, Renee, is the Baywatch Pool Party.
Now,
whose idea and how did this all come about? The pool party, and there's a bit of a red theme going on there, I see.
Yeah, it was a mega brain fart for me, to be honest. I was thinking, I do love a themed event. I think, especially in the queer community, we love to dress up. So I said to myself, water, swimming pool. I know it's not the beach, but red bathers, everyone will be all over it.
And our colour's red too, BAC colours.
Exactly, we're sticking to brand. I'm not going to lie, that happened by accident, but yeah.
And what's it all about?
I suppose the event is kind of like a recovery session after big first day on the Friday.
That's right, because there's other things going on the Friday night, like the bears are having an underwear party or something.
Yes.
I think there's quite a few events sort of going on over. They're trying to obviously pack as much in as possible, but try to diversify the amount of
something
events that are going
everyone.
On. Yeah.
Mm.
So the pool party sounds refreshing and good nourishment would be there.
We'll have a sausage sizzle, and we're teaming up with Surge Water Polo. They're going to be... those Surge boys. And one lady. Surge have a woman now. So they're going to be helping out by cooking up the barbecue, and of course proceeds are going to be coming to Vac and Surge, so you can come and get some sausage.
I assume it's basically an all ages open invitation event.
It's all ages, all genders, all just anybody who is queer, come along. There's going to be a beautiful DJ. His name's Cyrus. He's going to come and play some tunes in his tiny little red budgie smugglers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So everyone's getting to the big year.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Okay. Don't be shy. All shapes and sizes.
But what happens if it, don't look at me when you say that. what happens if it rains, Renee? If it's a bit of a wet day.
Do you know that there's water in a swimming pool?
So you dress for the occasion.
Exactly. You're going to be wet anyway. No, I've looked at the weather and it's going to be a beautiful 25 degrees, which is my perfect weather. I find not too sweaty.
Mm. And so you mentioned that we were going to have a couple of special guests attending the pool party.
Yes. Sorry, I almost gave it all away too soon. Yes, the wonderful adult movie stars. Are you allowed to say porn stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Well,
you know, do they
adult entertainment stars?
Yeah, sure. Dirk and Jesse, well known. If you don't know who they are, Google them, because they're two hunks of spunk.
Dirk
Cabrera,
they're a couple. They're a Jesse couple, Jackman. Aren't they? They are. They were down, if anyone remembers, for the Down and Dirty Weekend that we did probably about a year ago or just maybe over a year ago. But they were absolutely lovely guys, and they're just so approachable and so easygoing and happy to have a chat.
And Dirk's my favourite. we're a similar age. Similar look, isn't it?
And so you mentioned that basically you can get your photo taken with them.
We'll have Polaroids there. You can get a photo taken with them.
We love Polaroid cameras.
So hipster, aren't we? and so you can do that. You can just come and say hi if you like. And we've also got some other activities happening.
Is it? So, bumper polo?
I heard bumper... polo. Is it bumper polo? What's the terminology? What?
Yeah, I think it's bumper polo. It sounds.
What does it mean?
It sounds weird in my accent. Bumper polo. It's basically a game that Vic Water Polo have invented as kind of like an activity for these kind of events. So anyone can play. You don't need to be like a super duper swimmer or anything. And you wear like the big black rubber rings.
Oh.
And that is all I know is that you have to try and do something, but the rings get in the way. Apparently, it's a lot of fun. That's all I'm told. I'll definitely be down for a game of water bumper polo whenever it happens on Saturday. Whoa.
So you can just turn up, or are you recommending people?
We would prefer that you buy a ticket just so that we know that you're going to come and we have enough food
sausages
for the barbecue and stuff. That would be super helpful because the last thing we want is to run out of sausages. But yes, please buy tickets if you can. But if it just so happens that you decide on Saturday morning, oh, what a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I'd love a splash and a
recovering,
perv.
Yep.
Come on down. We'll get you a ticket at the door.
And where is it?
It's the venue? At the Dalesford Pool. which is on Hepburn Springs Road.
Road, yep.
Yeah, which is
it's right off
just
the main
off
street.
Main Street. Yeah, you couldn't miss it.
That sounds good.
Yes.
It's like a lot of fun. I wonder if the boys will get involved in bumper polo. I wonder if they'd actually be able to fit because they're quite big men.
The water polo guys or the porn stars? The Dirk and Jesse, yeah, hopefully. Yeah. That'd be nice. The tickets, if you're interested, are on our website, or there's a link on our website, which is vac.org.au/calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So this is Well Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The Pride March is also happening, and congrats to VAC for winning most innovative at Midsummer Pride March in Melbourne. Yay.
And why was that, Renee?
All biz. Oh, because we collaborated with the Riff Raff Radical Marching Band this
year.
Oh, we're
working together.
Yeah. Right. Look at us. and that was kind of fun. See, in Ireland, where I come from, marching bands are a big thing. And so when I think of a parade, I think of marching behind a marching band.
Okay.
And so I thought, why don't we march behind a marching band? You know, these guys are a bit bohemian and kind of cool. And so they played camp tunes whilst we marched behind and did a bit of a routine. It was all very fun.
What was the routine you did?
Unfortunately, on the radio, you can't see me dancing right now.
She's dancing.
I'm doing the moves.
Her toes are wiggling and I'm jiggling. Hands are moving.
Yeah, I was over the moon with that. So we have, we have to keep up with the most innovative prize.
So I assume we're going to be having a relatively similar impact in the Chill Out Pride March.
I hope so. And I hope that lots of people will come and march along with us. That would be fantastic.
And so if people haven't actually been to a chill-out Pride March but might have been to Pride March or Mardi Gras, what do they expect? I mean, is it a big hoo-ha for Ruffle, or is it sort of a little bit on the smaller scale, a little bit more community-orientated? What's the vibe? What's the feeling?
Yeah, well, as I'm sure you could imagine, Daylesford is a much smaller place than, say, Melbourne or Sydney.
No.
So, you know, the parade kind of goes with the size of the town. It's a bit smaller. And Vincent Street, the main street, is quite small. So we kind of cut laps, you know. Instead of just doing it once, we cut a few
up and
laps.
Down, up and down, a
up
couple of times.
Up and down a few times,
that's all right.
Yeah.
And encourage everybody to join in. And
yeah, we would love that. And I think don't expect it to be like Mardi Gras or Midsummer, absolutely not. But it's definitely got its own vibe that everyone keeps going back for every year.
And it's under the VAC Country banner, isn't it?
Oh, I think we're going to have our rainbow VAC rainbow flag.
Oh, the
flying.
Big rainbow flag.
We'll also have some VAC country banners.
And everyone loves to carry the giant rainbow flag.
The giant rainbow flag. Hopefully we have enough people at
that's right. It's about 40 foot long. I don't know what that is in meters, but it's 40 foot long.
It's huge. Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so can anyone march with us, or do you have to be a member or a volunteer or have to have registered or...
So we're still taking registrations from people who would like to march with VAC. And let's be real, for a Pride March, it's kind of nice to join in with someone. So if you feel like you would like to come and join in, please, you're more than welcome. Email me at events@vac.org.au.
And I guess there's lots of other community groups and local businesses all marching in solidarity with the Pride, Chill Out Pride.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
good.
So when... Because obviously with Pride March in Melbourne, it takes quite a while to get down to Katani Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So when and what time, if people want to know, if they're like, oh, I'm going for breakfast and then I'm going to Hepburn Springs or I'm doing something else, like how much time do they have to give if they want to actually just be in the Pride March?
Okay, if you're wanting to come along and march with us, we're meeting at 9:30 on Sunday morning. So we'll
seems
be
terribly early.
We'll be trying to smash our bacon and egg rolls and cups of coffee after the Saturday night before. But we'll be there ready to go 9:30, and we're meeting at Duke Street, Duke.
And what time does the march kick off?
The actual march itself kicks off at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's right, because it's also the same day as the carnival.
Mm.
So that's why they can't be split into separate days.
That's right. One bleeds into the other.
What time does the carnival actually start?
I think officially 11:30.
Okay, so the march.
So time to get down there to Victoria Park and get ready for all of the entertainment and good things that are happening down there.
So is there a band?
There are many bands. There are many drag queens. There's dog shows.
There's always the dog show, isn't
it? I was talking about what we're doing for Pride.
Oh.
Like down the street.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, we've got dog shows in the middle of our Pride
march? Oh, no. Sorry. Not for Carnival. We don't have a band for Carnival, but I was thinking we might just bring a speaker and pump some tunes out to get the vibe flowing.
Mm. Nice.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy.
So the last event that we've got in the VAC calendar events, I would say, is mm-hmm. the actual Carnival Day that we were speaking about just before this community service announcement. Mm-hmm. So what are we actually doing on the day?
We will be there. We've set up a stall and we have these fabulous show bags that we have to give out to anyone that swings past. And mm-hmm. in the show bags, we have information from all of our service areas. So we don't really want to target you with flyers. You can sort of pick and choose the services and programs that we have and see what suits you and engage with VAC on that level.
And those bags, so they're like those little backpack.
Yes, they're bags. Calico backpacks. So they're kind of handy. Versatile and reusable, and it means you don't have to, you know, you can stick it on your back and run around and drink and play and do whatever you want to do for the rest of the day, and you can stick all your other freebies from the day into our bag.
Mm.
We've also got things like pens and other bits and bobs in there to give away.
So that's at the Carnival. So we've got a stall in the community stall section,
mm-hmm.
and people can just come along, have a good time, picnic.
Yeah, we'll also have our big Instagram photo frames that people can come and take photographs with as well. We recently launched our Instagram page, and we would love for you to give us a follow. It's at vac.org.au. Please tag us in any photos that you take as well with hashtag I'm with VAC.
Mm, I like that little sly little lie. I
We've
like
got
it.
A hashtag.
Worked it well.
Check us.
So how long are we at the stall? I mean, how long does Carnival Day go to?
Carnival Day runs from 11:30-ish until about 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a long day. But there's a bar and everything there, and you can pre-buy tickets, drink tickets and stuff before you get down there. So it's a bit of an event. You can come down, bring a picnic, bring your animals, bring your children, come and chill.
Well, it's diverse, isn't it? Diversity mm-hmm. in action. Now, there is an entrance fee, I think, so you can, it's not just a free event, so
no.
Unlike the Carnival in Melbourne.
Yes, unfortunately, Chill Out need to charge an entrance fee for this great event, but it is worth it. So you can hop onto the Chill Out website to pre-purchase tickets, or you can pay at the gate. Yeah.
Because you mentioned that there were a range of activities, like there's a dog show, there's mm-hmm. other things going on. So what are some of the events that people are going to get when they go into the Chill Out space?
Yes, from what I'm aware, there's going to be things like boot scooting and line dancing.
Oh, there's always the odd boot scooting show.
Oh, love a bit of boot scooting.
So do I.
My ma used to do that when I was wee, and I used to learn all the steps with her.
That was probably the most Irish thing you said all night.
Oh, stop it. I really should. Maybe I need to join a queer boot scooting class.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Does it happen in Melbourne,
yes.
though, or is that a
still
bush
does.
Thing?
No, it still does.
Right.
Still does.
I need to look that up.
And so are we looking for people to come and help us at the stall? Or is that all organised? Or do we just want people to come?
We just want people to
engage
come
with us,
exactly.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, and we've always got loads of goodies to give away. Safe sex packs as well. Stock up on those for the weekend because, you know, we can always hook you up with that.
For girls and boys.
For everyone. Mm. Safe sex packs for anyone. And, we also have the Pronto rapid testing vehicle.
Ah, are they going to be there?
Yes. So if you feel like, oh, just whilst I'm here, I wouldn't mind checking out to see if I'm, you know, what's the...
Basically just having a sexual health checkup.
Sexual health checkup.
To check your HIV status.
Yeah, to see if I'm doing well. And you get instant results, is that right?
Yep, within 15 to 20 minutes. So the consultation all up is roughly about half an hour, just depending sort of pre- and post-test counselling, just have a bit of a conversation about sexual health. But the testing itself, you get your results back in 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm.
And they're the boys from Pronto, which is down in Fitzroy Street. No, sorry, in Rose Street, Fitzroy, the Pronto Boys for rapid testing.
Absolutely.
They've got a mobile van, which they do in partnership with Burnett, I think.
Yeah, so it's they did it at Chill Out, Adam, use your words correctly, at Midsummer. But they did it in a way where if you want to go and get tested, because sometimes it can be a bit of a daunting experience, these guys are, they're not doctors, but they are trained peer facilitators. They know how to do the tests. Mm. They know how to have easy conversations with you. And they do it in a way, in terms of where the vans are parked and whatnot, that's private.
It's just
so great. Nobody knows that you're going over there for a HIV test, especially if you already find the experience a little bit daunting and you don't want anyone to know. That is absolutely your right. So this is one way to get around it, and we're actually reaching out into a regional rural area. Mm. And I think the more often we do that, because we get a completely different demographic of people that go to chill out, the better it is for everyone.
So it's discreet and confidential, of course.
Absolutely, completely confidential. They're bound by all the confidentiality rules and legislations that doctors and nurses are, but you get to speak to a peer, another person who understands your experience and will ask you basic questions about sex, which some people might find a little bit overwhelming, but the more honest you are with them, then the best they are to actually assist and guide you through the experience.
So it sounds like a good thing all around. The carnival covers a lot of bases.
Yes, for sure.
And I think the other thing that to point out is that we're giving away the Drama Down Under calendars.
Oh,
yes. So they're becoming collector's items now.
Yes, so a few people might have seen them out and about around Melbourne in different venues or at different points when we've distributed them. But this is a perfect example for people from rural and regional areas to pick up a drama calendar that'll sit in your house for 12 months. It's completely free, and it was an absolute mint because it's perfect.
They're beautiful calendars.
They are, and it's also, apart from lovely pictures, there's also little messages and reminds you when it's time to have another sexual health check.
Absolutely. It's sort of passive sexual health promotion, I like to call it. So it's not in your face because you're looking at the nice picture, you're getting a calendar, it's useful, and it comes in a nice bag that you can take away as well. So you get two bags, one calendar, and a bunch of goodies at the VAC stall.
Mm.
Drops you microphone if a microphone could be dropped.
Drops a pen instead.
That sounds good, Renee. Sounds like you're going to have a very busy weekend.
I'm going to have a very busy weekend, but this is also my first time at Chill Out, so I'm really excited to check out all of the other events that are happening as well.
And there's a few other associated events.
Yes.
So it's a crowded weekend. Right?
Yes, PUFDF are coming up. Everyone laughs at the way I say PUFDF. PUFDF are coming up for the first time as well. They're having a party on
That's
the Sunday night.
That's the nightclub?
Yes. Yep.
On the Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
So that'll be your chill out time, perhaps.
Yeah, that'll be me celebrating the end of Chill Out for sure.
Sounds good.
Joy 94.9.
Can you imagine having to learn to walk or talk again at your age? Recovering after a stroke is a long journey. It's often very confusing and quite lonely. But there's lots of people who've been there before and are wanting to help. EnableMe is Australia's online stroke community. It's full of resources and videos, tools to guide recovery or share personal stories. You can even ask a question of a stroke health professional. It's for stroke survivors, their family and friends. And it's free from the Stroke Foundation. Visit enableme.org.au. A community message supported by Joy.
This is well on Joy 94.9. So even though we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves because we talked about Farewell to Mardi Gras, Chill Out's coming up.
Yep.
Another thing we've got coming up is Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and there are so many things to go and see.
Lots and lots of things. The program's out, so pick one up from Joy or any other handy community-based organisation.
They're
VAC,
everywhere.
They are.
They look fabulous. You can't miss them, in fact. Great colours.
I know. Beautiful.
Yep.
However, VAC are actually sponsoring one of the sessions. We do it every year, and we kind of go through a bit of a discussion with Queer Film about what film we kind of want to sponsor and what sort of aligns with stuff that our organisation stands for.
Sure.
And so this is something that you definitely won't want to miss.
That's right. The film this year is called Paris 559, Theo and Hugo. And this film explores in real time the encounter of two young guys in a sauna and follows their sometimes explicit nature of the interactions and the struggles between two people having rather important conversations.
And I'm just going to say this as a bit of a disclaimer, even though it's not really saying anything that you won't see if you go. The first 16 minutes is basically sex.
That's a lot of sex, 16 minutes.
It is. I think it's very explicit.
It is for me.
In terms of... in terms of what I've seen in the trailers, they don't show how explicit it is, but some of the stuff that I've been able to come across has been more explicit than I expected it to be.
Okay.
Nice.
But, I mean, it's been widely received around the world and it has won several awards. So I think there's more to it than just hear just sex. Because otherwise you could turn on your favourite search engine and type in something and come up with the same thing without the storyline.
This is about people, real issues for real people. And we've all probably been there anyway. So if you are interested in heading along, check out our MQFF website and search for the 559 Paris Theo and Hugo, and our session would come up. The one that VAC is sponsoring is being held?
Well, it's actually being held at Cinema Nova. Because there's two sessions. So one is on Friday, March the 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, which is St. Paddy's Day. And the other one is actually being held on a Saturday, which I think is the 25th at Cinema Nova, around about 4:30. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but we will put that up on our VAC calendar page at vac.org.au. But you can actually just go to MQFF website and have a look for both sessions and find the one that we're sponsoring. And come along.
The app for the festival is really fantastic as well. You can go on and select all the movies you want to see and watch all the trailers there and then.
Really?
The app is fantastic if you're tech savvy. I'm looking at you, Jack.
Thanks.
So I guess I just want to point out that those that have tickets or that have missed out, that this session, I'm going to Adele. Stuff it.
Is that the same night?
No, it's actually the Saturday I'm going to Adele.
Oh, so you've confused yourself.
Well, I did confuse myself for a second, but then I realised I've actually got tickets inside the stage.
What do you mean?
Inside the stage.
I don't understand how that is. You're on the stage or somehow.
I will explain to you physically what it's like afterwards, but I don't think it's going to be an easy one to convey on radio.
Okay, all right.
But, for all the people sitting in the back stands, I will wave to you as Adele walks past.
Sounds good.
Well, I just want to thank Renee for coming on and explaining everything Chill Out related to us tonight. So thank you, Renee.
You're most welcome.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank you for having me, and hopefully those five tickets have already sold to the lavish lunch.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, I reckon they would go like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Get on the website anyway.
So until next week.
We have the fabulous Broad Show coming up next.
We do indeed.
With the girls.
Absolutely. This is Well Well on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.